Firestorm 1991 began on an October day when 60-mile-an-hour winds knocked down numerous power lines and spawned several different fires. The first alarm was received at 8:45 in the morning near Spokane International Airport, and within 3 hours, every firefighting resource in Spokane County was called into service. The fires were widespread and included the Chatteroy area, a residential neighborhood on the south end of town, and northwest of Spokane near Nine Mile Falls.
And you didn't know, you know they had evacuation orders, but you, I mean, you didn't know what power lines are down, phone doesn't work, you know.
Four Mound Prairie resident Larry Edmonds had received an urgent call from his wife to return home from work after the school district called and said the fire was in their area. When he arrived at his small farm, he found his wife had packed up some important documents and photos and was waiting for him in the driveway. In the howling wind that was filled with dust and smoke and bizarre brownish light from a mostly obliterated sun, Edmonds watched the scene unfold.
And about that time, here comes the fire across the field here. And we're sitting there watching it as it jumps the road. And I had about 20 head of mules and horses across the road in the woods. This is not good. So, as we're going home, the old draft horse, they had broken the gate down and were walking home on their own. They were coming right down, single file, 20 head down the road, came in the driveway. I opened the gate. They went into the hay barn.
With his animals now contained, Edmonds grabbed a shovel and went down the road to assist others in fighting flames that were threatening the neighbors. Luckily, his farm was spared. Very close by, Bonnie Cobb was protecting her two young children as she witnessed the fire nearing her home.
But of course, the fire jumped the line and came up the embankment, which is a pretty steep, pretty rocky hillside. And then we got to watch it jump over the top of our home and landed about 120 feet on the top of the hill. And then it just took out our haystack and two garages.
Cobb's home was not damaged. Others were not so lucky. 114 area homes were burned to the ground and two people died. It was estimated there were a total of 92 separate fires sparked that day. But there were some good outcomes out of the tragedy. Bonnie Cobb, who is now a fire commissioner with County Fire District 5, says communication between different agencies has improved.
Now the mutual aid is phenomenal between the fire departments. For whereas I don't think back in 91 it was quite as strong as it is now.
I don't think so.
The communication between Spokane County is fantastic. Every fire department is there for the other fire department, and you know they're it's just phenomenal what the fire departments do with between each other.
Larry Edmonds says he and others learn to be ready for the unexpected to take place.
I mean, do you have all your papers together? Do you have an evacuation plan? All this basic stuff that we all talk about doing, but do we have it done? Firestorm is an excellent tool. I mean, it was a terrible thing that happened. As I worked natural resources for 40 years, learned one thing. Mother Nature always bats last, you know.
Both Avista Utilities and Inland Power paid an out-of-court settlement when it was determined that downed power lines caused the fires. Both utilities worked to ensure that many of their rural power systems then went underground rather than on poles that could pose a fire hazard if downed. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.